Like it or not, Ontario is in election mode, and for the next 4 weeks, Collingwood Today will be your go-to source for local coverage of the provincial campaign. Our team of community journalists will be tackling every angle close to home, keeping you up to date on all the candidates and what they're promising. This time around, Collingwood Today's coverage also includes something new: daily reporting from the Trillium, Village Media's bureau at Queen's Park. Our legislative reporters are on the campaign trail with the leaders of all three major parties, providing breaking news, exclusive polling, and in-depth analysis in the weeks leading up to Election Day on February 27. This marks the first time our news outlet has dedicated journalists on the road with party leaders. The Queen's Park team is also ramping up production of Trillium Talk, our political podcast. Although it typically runs through your local news feed every Sunday morning, the show will be a Monday to Friday feature throughout the campaign. You can find previous episodes here. If you miss something, don't worry. It's all right here on Collingwood Today's Ontario Votes page, which includes local candidate profiles, a promise tracker, and every headline from the campaign trail. Look for the yellow and black Ontario Votes icon at the top of our news site throughout the race. Reliable, independent journalism, especially local journalism, is vital to a healthy democracy. We ask questions on your behalf and report the facts, helping voters make informed decisions when they cast their ballots. We don't take your trust for granted. If you have a comment or question about our election coverage, please reach out at news@collingwoodtoday.ca. And if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to Collingwood Today's free email newsletter, which delivers all the local headlines straight to your inbox every day at 3 p.m. You can sign up here. Want even more? Subscribe for free to the Trillium Wrap, an afternoon newsletter that's all politics, by clicking here.